Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I love living in a small town. Lost dogs get returned before you realize they were lost. Traffic laws are more like suggestions. The cops wave at you while you're speeding, then call your mom. Ma'am, tell your son to ease off the gas. He was doing 43 in a 35. Crime is very rare. You should read our police beat. Local man called to report a ghost in his shed. Turned out to be a sheet draped over a weed whacker. Officers responded to a loud argument over who made the better tuna casserole for church potluck. Both recipes were confiscated. You can leave your car unlocked with the keys in it, but be careful. If it's August, it might get filled up with zucchinis. My favorite perk of all, no traffic jams, unless Farmer Joe's tractor is slowly rolling down Main Street. I was reading recently about some of the worst traffic jams in history. Here are three that made me feel a little claustrophobic. In February 1980, France hosted the world's longest involuntary sleepover when snow turned the Lyon-Paris highway into the world's longest parking lot. Hordes of winter vacationers returning to Paris stopped dead as inclement weather ruined their evening plans. The line of stranded cars stretched 175 kilometers or 109 miles and is still in the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest traffic jam in history. Our second commuting catastrophe holds the record for the most vehicles involved in a traffic jam. In April 1990, months after the Berlin Wall fell, the highway between East and West Germany became the world's most symbolic standstill. Over 18 million East Germans were suddenly allowed to drive west for the first time in decades, and everyone had the same idea. Gas stations ran dry and people picnicked on the side of the road. Apparently, freedom from communism doesn't necessarily mean freedom from traffic congestion. But the worst commuter clog in history happened in China in 2010. It lasted 12 days thanks to too many trucks, too few lanes, and construction on China's G110 expressway. Drivers moved at less than a mile a day. On the roadside, people played cards, cooked noodles, and considered moving to Canada, I'm sure. Local vendors set up shops selling water and instant ramen noodles at massively inflated prices until the traffic started flowing again. Well, how about you? Are you in a jam? Patience can be easy when things are going well. But the true test of it comes when we don't want it. We want results. We want to move forward. Billy Graham said it is the regular exercise of patience and long-suffering in the small day-to-day frustrations and irritations which prepares us to endure when the great battles come. I love the hope in Psalm 40:1-3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Romans 5 tells us that our troubles produce patience, and patience produces character. Character produces hope. So let's keep our eyes on the prize and keep inching forward. Then perhaps consider moving to a small town with newspaper reports like this. Resident reported a suspicious sandwich left on their front porch. Upon investigation, officers determined it was a tuna melt, slightly soggy, but not a threat.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."